Here's a little poem about dying. It's called At the Funeral of Great Aunt Mary. I had a great aunt who was buried one day from a little town nearby, and we all went over there. And I was struck by something in the funeral. As Antonio Machado, the great, great Spanish poet, says, there is no sound on earth as serious as the sound of a piece of dirt hitting the casket. So there, I was struck by the seriousness of it, and then the contrast with that was the minister who was there, who was a young man just out of the seminary, and he was saying all sorts of things that he didn't believe, that he didn't really understand. He wasn't old enough to understand what they did mean. And he said that we rejoiced at death. And you know that isn't true. No one rejoices at death. And when Christ said that, he meant something very different. He meant that if you spend your life struggling with your spirit, then you could possibly rejoice at death. Because at least you would have lived. But you know, how many people do you know that are really alive? So those people cannot rejoice at this. And Christ said there are very few people that could rejoice at this. But the minister didn't understand all that, and he was saying that we all rejoice at this. Anyway, so this is a poem touching on what the minister said, and the fact, the sense we had in his voice that no one believed it. So we had the strange contrast of something terribly real combined with something that wasn't really real at all. In the end of the poem, there's a mention of the body not being allowed to be put in the grave. In Minnesota, you know, in America more and more, we're afraid of feeling anything. We're afraid of emotion. So one of the ways they get around it in the Midwest is that they do not lower the body into the grave anymore during the ceremony. They're afraid you might feel something if you saw that body go right down into the ground. You might see that clod of dirt hit it. So what do? They leave it up there with artificial grass around it on some sort of machine, and about dusk or so, some undertaker sneaks out there when no one's looking and lowers it into the ground. Anyway. So this is a poem called At the Funeral of Great Aunt Mary. Here we are, all dressed up to honor death. No, it is not that. It is to honor this old woman born in Bellingham. The church windows are open to the green trees. The minister tells us that being the sons and daughters of God, we rejoice at death, for we go to the mansions prepared from the foundations of the world. Impossible. No one believes it. Out on the bare pioneer field, the frail body must wait till dust to be lowered in the hot and sandy earth.